The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. During its Monday meeting, the Richmond City Council approved changes to public comment. Council President Kristen Nye said the changes are based on suggestions from City Attorney Laura Drury to help meetings run more smoothly. Speakers who sign up for public comment must now provide a detailed description in advance of what they're going to discuss. The size of signs brought to council meetings is also now restricted. Resident Alan Charles Chipman connected the change to recent community members expressing solidarity with Palestinians during meetings.
I would say that if it is not in your spirit to make a statement around what is going on in several global impacts of the world, I would say let us at least not complicate those who have found the courage to speak.
The rules changes go into effect immediately. After a recent meeting of the Powhatan County NAACP, parents and community members voiced concern over alleged and ongoing racist incidents at local schools. Some speakers accused the school district of ignoring occurrences of hate speech, threats, and discrimination that have taken place during the past few months, according to WRIC. Superintendent Beth Teagan recently sent an email addressing the situation. She wrote that, quote, hateful speech and actions will not be tolerated. A new report from the city of Williamsburg says creating a school district independent of James City County wouldn't happen until at least August 2028. Laura Fillion with WHRO News has more.
An independent Williamsburg school district would have a more than $2 million funding gap, according to the city's feasibility study. Funding from federal, state, and local sources for the current joint district totals $16.5 million. The study calculates an independent district would need nearly $19
million. I want to make sure that I've heard from our residents. And, clearly, this has to be an extremely transparent process.
That's Williamsburg Mayor Doug Pons. The cost per student in a Williamsburg-only system would also increase by $2,000. The city doesn't yet have to take action on the study.
That was Laura Fillion with WHRO News. Language in the current state budget proposal directs VCU Health to stop making millions of dollars in payments to the city of Richmond for a scuttled development project. Last year, VCU Health agreed to pay $73 million to get out of a deal to redevelop the public safety building, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. The initial agreement requires the health system to pay the city $2.5 million a year until 2045. If paid, it would total more than $50 million. Senator Craig Deeds said the Commonwealth needs more information about why VCU Health initially agreed to the contract. It's 2024, and you know what that means. Last week, we brought you a story about churches engaging with black voters. VPM News' Jad Khalil reports on other mobilizers, too.
Monica Hutchinson is a political organizer with the Women of Color Coalition. She wants policymakers to ask not just about issues, but about policy solutions, too.
There's not that many people coming back saying, you know, candidates heard you. Please have a seat at the table so we can work on these issues together.
She said educating voters on civic processes may also prevent them from being let down when policy does pull through and bring them back next election.
One party may have a majority, but there's still rules to Congress.
Alexis Rogers ran for office more than once and is now political director at Black to the Future Action Fund. In a poll, it found a major reason black voters may not have voted was because they felt uninformed about the candidates.
It's not like rocket science. People need to be engaged, they need to have face-to-face conversations, and they need to hear from, you know, their peers or their community leaders about what's at stake.
Primary elections for the House of Representatives are in June. Those candidates, plus the U.S. Senate seat and, of course, the president, are up for grabs in November. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
Come July, Virginia will soon have a new state pollinator. Well, it's more of a name upgrade. Last week, Governor Glenn Youngkin named the European honeybee as the official state pollinator. Previously, the Apis mellifera was simply known as the honeybee. It's known for its honey, but more importantly, for pollinating abilities to help flowering plants. The bee is found all over the world, but is not native to Virginia, according to the Chesapeake Bay Program. The bees were first introduced to Virginia in 1622, and both Washington and Jefferson kept them for honey production. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.